Chapter 5. How to Buy. The story, an unusual auction. I had just bought a junkyard. At least something that looked like a junkyard. A property full of old cars, car parts, and miscellaneous debris that would scare most people away. But not me. I managed to see past the dirt. And behind all that junk, there was a house. A house that I liked. Spring was making its arrival in Sweden, and the weather was getting better by the day. What little snow had been there earlier had now melted off the roads, and it was one of those days when you could finally feel the warmth of the sun again. One of those days you only know if you have spent winter in a place where you go for months without feeling the sun, even when it shines right on you. This day, though, I did. I felt the sun, and I felt like life was finally getting going again. No more dark and painful winter. Spring, summer, and light was coming. I got so inspired that I decided to get my motorbike out and go for the first ride of the year. It would be a cold run, but it would also be a statement to myself. Winter is over. All I needed was somewhere fun to go and, in a stroke of luck, my daily browse through miscellaneous for sale sections gave me the perfect destination. I found a foreclosure on the other side of town. It was a single-family home where a man had lived on his own for the last 15 years. A three-bedroom, two-bath house on a big lot. There was a two-car garage and a big steel shed. It was located about 10 minutes from the city, which was great for commuting, and the surroundings provided some special nature that I liked. As I read through the ad, I realized that they had had the showing more than a week ago, and it also stated that the foreclosure auction was to take place only 3 days later. That was a little tough. I liked the sound of this place, but would I be able to figure out if it was good enough to buy and finance it in such a short amount of time? I supposed I should start by going out there and taking a look. The drive would take me about 15 minutes on the big roads, maybe 25 if I used some back roads. I got suited up, started my motorbike, and set off. Driving was a ton of fun, so I took the long route to the house, which ended up being pretty good. I got to see the property from its best side, which instantly made me like it more. In retrospect, I think that helped make me more motivated to actually close on the house. I came through the woods, and about 1 mile before I arrived at the destination, the landscape opened up and provided one of the prettiest views I had ever seen in the area. I was way up on a hill and started rolling down towards the property that was located about 1 mile before the bottom of the valley. The place was surrounded by fields and its location was beautiful. At the estimated price the people selling it had listed, things were looking good. Until I reached the actual property. There was so much stuff everywhere that I didn't really know what to make of it. My first thought was to just turn around and keep enjoying my ride. But I figured I should do a second drive-by real slow to get a better look. It was a pretty sad sight, to be honest. But then it dawned on me. Almost all the stuff lying around was car-related. Most things that belong on or around old cars are made of metal. Metal is not necessarily a bad thing, as it can be sold for scrap. What if I didn't look at that yard as a problem, but as piles of money lying around? Now, that was a thought. As I drove by for the third time, I saw the guy who lived there. I said hello and we got to talking a bit. He was a nice guy who had fallen on hard times. I got him to show me around a bit and, while zigzagging past all the junk, he told me he was happy about the sale taking place and that he just wanted out of it and to go home to the city he was born in. I got to check out the inside and I liked it. With all the debris gone, some elbow grease and some new paint, it could actually be a really nice place to live. I left the house feeling like I had a potential deal on my hands if I could sort out everything before the auction that was coming up so soon. The following days ended up being exciting, as I knew I might be buying a new property. I phoned my banker to ask about potential financing. The market had started to take off and my banker's confidence was good, so she promised me the money would be there if I could pay the 10% down payment needed if I won the auction. An auction that came my way just days later. The weather was still good, so I decided to get on my motorbike again and headed to town. I knew that I had financing available if I stayed within budget, and I also knew I had enough balance on my credit card to pay the 10% down payment on the site if I were to win. That said, I still had lots of questions running through my head. I had doubts as to whether I had enough in me to clean the place up. Would someone want to rent it? Would it really be worth more once I was done with the renovations? And what about competition here at the auction? How many other potential buyers will there be? Will it go for more or less than the estimated value? Should I go over the estimated value if I have to? What will be my highest bid? I need a highest bid. Okay, I won't offer more than their estimated value. Same as with the first house I bought. Good, I have a plan. Once I finally got to the city hall where all the auctions take place, those questions and ideas had spun around in my head some 500 times. I went in expecting the worst, but was pleasantly surprised to see that the room was almost empty. Unlike the first auction I went to, there were only four other guys in the room as I entered. Not too bad. That felt a lot less intimidating. If I could win with 15 people in the room, I could most likely win with four. But then, three of them left. Turns out they had been there for the auction prior to this one and weren't interested. The lady running the show came and closed the door. She looked at me and the only other person in the room, said something about a bad turnout, and then started describing the process of the auction. After finishing all mandatory bureaucracy, she called the bank that was foreclosing on the property and let them know there were two of us in the room and we were now about to get started. Any offers? Well, said the other guy in the room, I guess I'll offer $20,000. I sat there thinking, that's only a third of the estimated market value that I already found pretty low. I guess I'll offer a little more and see what happens. Well, I guess I'll offer $21,000, I said. Quiet. Dead quiet. For about 3 minutes. Then my opponent said, nah, I'm out. He can have it. I was a bit surprised, to say the least. And I just sat there looking like a deer in headlights, watching the lady hit her gavel on the table. I didn't have much experience with auctions at the time, and I remember thinking, did I really get the place that cheap? Sadly, I didn't. The auctioneer asked the bank on the phone if they accepted the bid, which they absolutely did not. But that didn't mean the show was over. Instead, me and the banker got a chance to renegotiate and see if we could come to an agreement. Since I figured I had nothing to lose, I decided to stay pretty tough, and after a while they said they would let it go for $45,000, $20,000 below the estimated market value, which, in my opinion, was already pretty low. I took it, and just like that, I was a proud owner of a junkyard with a house on it. Thinking back to that auction hall brings out a few more memories, two in particular. One of those times was when I found a great property. A townhouse with 5 bedrooms right next to the university. It would have made a great rental for students and the cash flow would have been exceptional. There was a ton of people attending the auction that time, and it got me a bit nervous. I didn't want to get caught in crazy bidding wars. Instead, I made sure to set a maximum bid for myself and then stick to it no matter what. A strategy that can end up being very painful at times. Times like this one. I set my maximum bid because I needed 10% for the down payment if I won, and that was all the cash I could get a hold of at the time. I knew I had a fair chance of winning, but given the great potential cash flow, I would have offered a bit more if I could. However, I didn't have any more, so I went to the auction where a bunch of people started with lowball offers. I got frustrated and decided to try a pretty scary approach. I dropped my highest bid right away. The whole room got quiet and stayed quiet for a long while. My heart started racing like crazy as I thought I might actually have won. But then this one guy raised his hand and added $1,000. I remember feeling like I died a little inside. No one else bid against him and he walked away with a really good deal. A second memory that comes to mind wasn't my own, but a friend's. He did something I might not have dared to do, but still find pretty cool. He decided to drive up for an auction in a small town in north central Florida. Houses didn't fetch a high value there, but they usually sell if they are priced low enough, most of them for $25,000 to $35,000. The auction he was headed to contained several properties that the state had taken back as the owners didn't pay their tax bills. The state did not want to own houses, so there was a very low minimum offer required to buy these places, something my friend got to reap the benefits from. When he arrived at the location and walked into the room, he was shocked to find himself alone. There was no one there but him and the auctioneer. So they got started and he bought house after house after house, all for just a few thousand dollars each. These were houses he could later sell way below market value and still collect a hefty profit. How about that for a dream scenario for real estate investors? The story in numbers. Here is how turning the junkyard into a nice home looked in numbers. Monthly income. Rental income equaled $300. Rented it to people I knew at a third of market rent. Vacancy loss equaled $0. Total income equaled $300 per month. Monthly expenses, cost of owning the house. Taxes equaled $5. Repairs and maintenance equaled $0. The renters agreed to take care of it themselves. Management fee equaled $0. Loan payments equaled $135. I paid interest only on this loan. Total expenses equaled $140 per month. The house creates a monthly profit of $300 minus $140, equaling $160, which equals a yearly profit of $1,920. I own the house for 3 years. Total rent income during time of ownership equaled $5,760. I bought the house for $45,000 and paid no more fees or closing costs. I then sold all the scrap metal and made back the 10% down payment. The metal brought in $4,500. I painted the house, installed a smaller heating system, and did some general repairs. It cost me $2,500 altogether. When done, I had $43,000 invested in the house. The cash-on-cash return on this deal would be infinite. I used the bank and my credit card for all expenses. That means I invested $0 of my own money. I sold the house after 3 years using a realtor. The house sold for $79,000. The realtor took $5,000 in commission, which left me with $74,000. If we add the $5,760 I made in rent, the total income equals $79,760. After deducting the $43,000 I had invested in the house, it resulted in a profit of $36,760. The facts. No matter where you are in the world, a lot of the cheapest houses are sold through auctions. That said, cheapest doesn't necessarily mean the best for you. Most of the houses sold at auctions are foreclosures that you will have a very limited time to inspect, so there is more risk involved. I believe anyone who is new to a business should start by making money the easiest way. I would like to raise a warning finger regarding buying houses at auctions. It's not the easiest way. The easiest way to buy a house would be to find one that is listed online by a realtor. Meet that realtor and have them show you around the property. Put in an offer that allows for an inspection before it's legally binding. Have a professional perform an inspection to make sure all is good, and then close the deal. But there are challenges with this way of buying too. The biggest one is that if there is a stronger market, there will be a lot of other people trying to buy the same houses in the same way, and that results in higher prices. It is very hard to find bargains unless there is a down market. A second problem is that you won't always know what offer you have to put in to win. This is called a closing bid. That means you can't be sure you will get the property unless you put in a high bid. Putting in a high bid might result in you having to overpay. I prefer open bidding, where everybody knows what bid is the leading one. There are almost always a few good opportunities available if you search for properties that are for sale by their owner. These properties can be great deals, as an owner selling their property tends to be less aggressive in their marketing, which makes it harder for buyers to find. The fewer buyers you have to compete against, the better. Buyers have less protection when it comes to properties that are for sale by the owners, but most owners might let you do an inspection. It's worth mentioning that asking for inspections and being overly cautious when looking at properties is generally unappreciated by sellers, who might very well turn to another buyer who is willing to close quicker and with less hassle. Another channel that can provide you with good deals is wholesalers, who buy properties in bulk, then sell them off one by one. These sellers often have newsletters and some simple marketing on street signs. They provide a lot of good deals, but during better markets, you will have to act very quickly. They also tend to favor a core group of recurring customers, to whom they present their best deals first. Action items. If you want to buy houses at auctions, make sure you do your homework. Hire someone who can help you look through both the house and the paperwork. Remember that you are taking a bigger risk, which may or may not result in bigger returns. Making sure to read through all the paperwork and taking a proper look at the actual house eliminates some of that risk. Try to have your financing set up beforehand. Winning an auction and not being able to pay is not the way to go. During an auction, there are many techniques to help you win. You can intimidate by raising your offer in big chunks. Act as if nothing bothers you, or just keep adding a tiny bit to the bid as soon as anybody counters. Your goal is to make your opponents believe that you will be buying that property no matter what, so they might as well give up early. I also think it's important that you know your limit before you enter the auction. One of the most common mistakes people make is to get carried away. They are so set on getting something that they make bad decisions. That can end up being expensive. If I enter an auction, I try to think of this. Do your homework and know what you're bidding on. Have your means of payment ready, or you risk losing your property before you even have it. Know your maximum bid and never go over it. If you are buying houses that are listed online and sold by realtors, know that you might not get the houses you find. Even though it looks like a good deal, good marketing will result in a lot of potential buyers. So many of these houses end up being more expensive than they first looked. For the properties you find that are for sale by owners, try to get them inspected ASAP. If you feel comfortable enough to do it yourself, that's great. If not, you might have a friend or family member who knows more about houses. Worst case, hire a professional and get them out there immediately. For purchases from wholesalers, strategies similar to the ones used when dealing with owners apply. They usually want to shift their inventory quickly, so you can make some good deals, but ensure you get enough time to investigate the property and know what it is you're buying. As a final suggestion, let a good real estate attorney look through any paperwork you sign, especially if you are buying from an owner or a wholesaler.